This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
These are the models we've been using for the moment. That's one or two basic difficulties and everything that we get to do revolves around that. Reuven sells the field to Shimon without that price, without indemnity. So Shimon obviously paid a very low price for it on the basis of the Texas chance. If the field gets attached, if it's lost, then he has no recourse on Reuven. If the field doesn't get attached, he's had a good deal. Yotsu Ale Asikin, and then there are Asikin. What is Asikin? Says Rashi, Oberlin Lema Shalom. People who raise queries as to the true ownership of the field and suggest that the field in fact belongs to them. And what is the halacha? Abshalo hechazik bo yokol atzlechu, meshe hechazik bo in yokol atzlechu. It depends. There is a point until which there can even be a chazon of a even go back in the deal, one can cancel the deal. What is that point? Until the time of chazon. Whatever chazon is, that's what we have to define today. The point of chazon is, up till that point, the deal can be cancelled on the grounds of the Oven. From that point on, the deal cannot be cancelled with Oven. My time, why can the field not be cancelled after Chazoket? The Omar Rei, because Reuven will say to Shimon, Kaisit the Katri, Savris the Kabris, says Rashi, what does that mean? Sak Kushuro Mole Ruach. He bought a closed bag full of nothing. That you knew that there was a chance full of nothing in it. That was the chance you took. The deal was you can't open and look. You're going to take the bag as it is, and if it goes, it goes. That's why if there are Eirin after Chazoket, you have no claim, you have no recourse on the Shasol Shalom that right. But before Chazoket, you can.
When Rashi Eirin Leim Shilana, is Rashi saying on the Shilana that the origin of the Eirin must be with the person himself, similar to like the confrontation of the person himself? Why is Rashi limiting the rumour to say that we starting the rumour is not someone saying, you know, that field belongs
to
him?
Good point, good point. Actually, a little bit more substance. It's not stories about somebody else, it's stories about the field based on somebody else's own claims. It's more true than the other. And there is another view. A field of Achraizna. But even by Achraiz, he cannot, there is no recourse after Chazoket. The Omar Rei, Ma'emas Havai Chazoket. Ask the Gemara, what is this point of Chazoket? This point of no return. Ask the Gemara, but he dies on the street. Once he walks around the boundary line. The Ike Damri, the Dakhti Shuvah Chazoket, Rabbi Price Lord. And this is Dr. Shalui Bachrayas, but if it's sold by Achrayas, if it is sold, if the field was sold with indemnity, then you can't say Chais of the country service to the country. He says, I didn't. That is, it's true, I bought a bag of clothes there, I chose a bag without knowing what's inside it, but there was a condition. If I find that what's inside it is not what I thought was inside it, I have recourse. So when a person is bought with Achrayas, you cannot challenge him on the basis of Chais of the country service to the country. There's another view of the Achrayis number. That even if a person buys with Achrayis, you can still say to him after Chazoket, Chayes of the Kachri service for Kavis. So, Omar Le Achrayis, but Bar Shalom in love. Because he can say to you, until it's taken away from you, you have no claim to me. You made a Chazoket. If it's taken, then you can come and claim your indemnity. The indemnity was not to say that you can come back to me if they're not in the indemnity, was only in the event of it being taken away from you. Call the money, it hasn't been taken away from you, but no recourse to me at all. And Chais of the Kafri Sadish will come, that's within any purchase, that's what you buy. Says Rashi, keep it on the Akhil of Akhraiz Nami, Akhil of Kibbal Akhraiz Allah. Yeshle Marlil, the Sayyid Allah, the Rashi, Nami Yasuli, the Lema, the Lema, the Lema, the Lema, I might think that in Akhraiz, where ultimately he will have recourse, that I might as well short circuit it and use my recourse now. Rashi says, the Gemara, according to the Ikadami, no. you have no claim on Reuven until the field has in fact been attached. Normally Mocher, because Reuven will sell it and say, after Tata Shekos will obey the Mishnah Tilfo. She will be not Lumim called Asharina. You bring me a document from the Beis Din certifying that the field was justifiably removed from your possession, and I will compensate you. That's the Gemara. The second sentence that we're going to give you. Misha, how does it boil in your Torah?
No,
no, nobody said anything yet, hasn't it? Nobody said anything. So we don't know. What is this chazaka? What is this Daesh Hametzu? What is walking around the field? We don't know. What is this magical moment of walking down the field, around the field, which makes the sale irreversible beforehand? We don't know. Now the halakha is the property can be purchased. Let's get back. The sense of purchasing, there has to be a kinyan. Kinyan is the most important element of the purchase. Not the payment. The payment is a separate thing. Kinyan is the conclusion of the deal. The kinyan is the demonstration of transfer of ownership. Clear demonstration of transfer of ownership. And if I make a clear demonstration of transfer of ownership, then the payment becomes a halvor. Then I've got to pay it. Why? I have to pay because I made a kinyan, not the other way around. It's not that I made a kinyan because I paid. The payment is I owe since there's been transfer of ownership, that was in lieu of payment, that was in consideration of payment, but payment has to be made. But the kinyan is what really clinches the deal in halacha. Now the kinyan, the valid kinyonim for property are kesef, shtar, and chazok. Kesef being money, but it doesn't matter, that's not talking about the price. It can be a fruit. Same as we wrote under the kubbalah, the wife of the golden ring, any place to get it. That doesn't mean that she's worth the gold ring that you give her. It has nothing to do with price, it's merely kinyan. Kinyan is a symbolic demonstration of transfer of ownership, that's all. You can buy Trump Towers in New York with a cent, a South African cent even, never mind an American cent. You can do that, doesn't mean that that's the price, but that's the symbolic kinyan. Yes, it can be used in the supplement. You can't buy a diamond, even with $1 million or a mine land. That's not a valid kinyan. It actually doesn't lift up the diamond because it's taken into your hand. The supplement, you can't be turned into kesef. The property, character, you can be turned into kesef. You can be turned into shtar. A document also serves as a kinyan. And the chazoke. What is chazoke? No, I'll call us the dollar of chazoke. Chazoke is you. Put a fence up. Or you break down the fence, or maybe you make a hole in the fence, or you lock the door. Those are the three expressions of ownership of property. And the Rambam adds to that using the field. Anything which shows clear ownership, which demonstrates clear ownership, is also chazok. There's a way to purchase a field, and that is called kinyan chazok. There's another kind of chazaka which is not kinyan chazaka. There's another kind of chazaka which is if you've occupied a piece of property for 3 years and nobody threw you out, and the previous owner of the property walked up and down and saw you occupying it, and for 3 years he didn't throw you out, then there's a kind of prescription. He loses his right to throw you out thereafter. That's also called chazaka, but that's not to be confused with kinyan chazaka. Okay. There's a kinyan. In the case of property, there are three valid kinyans. There's a shtar and chazaka. So forget about kesef and shtar for a moment. When we talk about chazok, we're talking about kinyan chazok, which is not a korach of God. And according to Rambam, also moving in. Then there is chazok, which is the occupation of the property for 3 years, which is proof of ownership. That's not kinyan, but that has to do with kinyonim. Now we have another chazok, the Daesh HaMetzu. So we've got to analyze this. It's a new concept. This is a third kind of chazok. So the word chazok is a word which has multi, which is impact. A multi-meaning word. We mustn't be married to it in any kind of narrow sense. It's possible that this comes up together with a third concept altogether. The concept of Daesh and those who are walking on the endowments. Says Tosfos, Mashiach is a boy in the Lachlan. The very common development, see if you're a Shrashi, Abadar Shalom, Nosso, Mois, the Kat, and the Kat, the Kat. Rashi says then you're talking where money has not yet been paid. And the chazoke referred to in this sugya is kinyan chazoke. And all the Gemara is saying is that after the time of the kinyan, you can be chazoke. After the time of the kinyan, you can no longer be chazoke. That's all I should say. In that case, what's the whole kiddush of the Gemara? You might ask, that's what the kinyan is. After the time of the kinyan, you can be chazoke. And what's before kinyan? Right. What kind of material is it? What material means? There's been a transfer. When does the transfer take place? In the Kenyan. So how does the Gemara kind of say, Ruben Shemocha Sode Rishime, Ab Shemoy Herzik, but there hasn't yet been a Kenyan. It doesn't mean yet there has been a Kenyan, there hasn't yet been a Zeru. But that's not so. And all the Rishonim ask that on Rashi. And I can't understand their Kashi. All the Chai asks it. Many, many, many Rishonim ask that on Rashi. Tosfos and Bogdan Tzvi asks it on Rashi, and I don't understand their kasha. Because what does it say in the Torah? Yid shofar, Yid tzedek, Av shofar, Yid tzedek. Say Chazal, your yes must be yes, and your no must be no. In other words, your word is your bond. That's a halacha. That's a halacha d'oraisa. So Reuben and Shimon agree on a sale, they agree on the property and they agree on the price. The fact that there hasn't been a kinyan doesn't mean that they can back out. This is what I said to back out.
But they are not paying the fee of
the and the fee of the oh, so I guess we have to come back to that. What do you do with the what do you do with the piece of the horizon to be chosen on your word? Even not the fee of the you say to somebody, I'll come and fetch you after shoe, and you don't turn up, it's a piece of the horizon. The word is not your word. If you say to somebody, I'll phone you after Shabbos, and you don't phone them after Shabbos, this is their license. So what's the difficulty with Rashi? Reuben Shemot HaSod HaRishim means they reached a verbal agreement. Actually, as it were, until there's a Kinyan, Yochel Lachzavoy, there is no, even from the point of view of Inshukot Tzedek and Lachzukot Tzedek, there is no moral obligation to stand by the deal. That's a big kiddush. That just because they're loyal, just because there's somebody who says it's my field and he hasn't even come to their deal yet, I don't have a moral obligation, I can already back out. That's what Rashi told us. Remember the Mishnah following the Zen? That's
very strong.
That's it. And that's custom in Shukumot. It's not just standard moral way, it's custom. In Simon Reish Bava, there are three levels of relegation. Is that the right word? To renege. That are discussed. If there's a kinyan, then it's legally you're not allowed to rename. If there hasn't been a kinyan, but there's been payment, not in the case of character, but in the case of the thousand, but even part payment, then legally you can rename, but if there's a misha koro, there's a curse, there's a flaw that one does this, that's a certain quality. I'm using perhaps in a confusing term by saying legally or not legally. It means that you cannot be claimed from embezzlement. So if I come along and I buy a diamond from you and we agree a price and I put down a deposit and then I want to get out of it, good, I can get out of it. You can't do anything embezzling, but there's a curse, there's a flaw on it. So it's legally also, but there can be no claim embezzling. If I haven't yet paid the money, then there's not even a mishipolo, there's no polo, there's no test. Nevertheless, there are no pastors, akapi, shedid bovim, the leitos, the leitos, even though there's been early words with no money passing, yochel lazer boi, you're allowed to renege, then so little kabelo of mishipolo, and says there are more, there's no polo, there's no test of a mishipolo, mikol mokum, nevertheless, roi, the odom lamu, the diburoi, a person has to stand by his word. Apapishwe also shum kinyan, even though there's been no kinyan, rak dvorim ba'alme, only words. Mokhalakhoize boi, beilokyan bein noicher, and whoever backs out of the deal, whether it's the buyer or the seller, ein ruach hachomim noichoimen, or the hachomim are very upset about. Mokhal ha'oine losis b'chadeir ma'atom, and whoever is going to turn away, ha'leiz in the mechus rabon, even if a person says he'll give you a little present, and he doesn't give you the present, that's also been Chusra Amona. Not a nice thing to do. it's a halakha pasuk by the Ramon Shukaroti, so you will have to be aware of that element. The fact is that the other party doesn't have a legal claim against you. No, that's right. That doesn't make it mutual. That doesn't mean it's allowed to back out after the delivery of you. That's the Chushin Ishka.
What happened in Dura Mabu that they seem to derive from that Mishapur?
They seem to derive from me.
What happened in the Maestad with Dura Mabu?
They didn't stand by their words. They were Chizaba. Nekach wasn't a Nekach. You never knew where you stood in business, but now they're left today. You never knew where you stood. Not only was a word not a word, but a document was a document. In modern business, that's something that started in 1973. The oil crisis. And that is what it said. Sorry, price up. And the next guy said, what can I do now? Look at the price up. Sorry, the contract that we had to deliver, whatever it was, the price was no longer standard. So it went all the way down. So it was the first time in modern history that it was accepted commercially. That's you just don't know where you're standing. And that's what the solar started. In the old days, what would have happened if Alice put up the price of oil? What would have happened? So, that's Alice. That's what we forced for the war. You don't do that the same as in business, it wouldn't have been tolerated. Somebody puts up the price, you knock them out. That acceptance of the Arab oil price increases in 1973 was the first time. And why was it done? Why was it accepted? I don't think so. I think it's just that the people won't find that to be. So whose fault was it? Not the Arabs, it was the Jews. Because you didn't stand for Arabs. That's all part of the halakha of Esav Sonia's Yaakov. That led to the whole breakdown. But this is the principle of business has to do this. You've got to know where you stand. You shouldn't need a document. You shouldn't need a document. So Rashi is very wonderful. Rashi says in the case that he said, oh, you don't need that. Even on the basis of this Ramah, there's no problem. There's absolutely, there's nothing, anything unethical, there's nothing immoral, there's nothing. There's only, you can back up. Rashi says. And I understand the whole Rishonim are asking about it. What the Rishonim must be asking is because the notion of Yotel or Lo Yotel seems to imply a legal obligation. Legally, the Rishonim say, if there's been a Kenyan, then of course you can't. If there's been a Kenyan, what does it mean? Ashur Ezek or Yotel Atzabit. Legally, you can. By legally, I mean the question of legal claim. And the other Rishonim take it for granted that in these sugyas we're discussing claims, we're not discussing what is morally and ethically correct. Rashi holds that. We're discussing here is what's morally and ethically correct. But even though there's an ethical obligation which is in halacha, don't forget that in Torah it's ethical as halacha. There's such thing as something that lafi halacha is mutter even though it's unethical. If it's unethical, it's also lafi halacha. And that's Rashi Shita here. Rashi Shita says it's unethical. I would have thought that it's not of any yachud. And the more of a term, that yachud out of it. If it's only then, there's no problem at all. You're fully entitled to back out of the deal before Kenyan. However, once there's been a Kenyan, then even if the oil is not only is not unethical, is it not ethical, then it's illegal.
So you're already thinking before those questions, the oil are justified in their sense.
And yes, for
the
finish
of Rashi, oil is just on the rumor, hearsay.
The Shulchan of Paschal, the hearsay, they didn't have to be satisfied that there's some kind of substance to the hearsay. Oh, the stammers are. There'll be some claim that they have a document, it's not here yet, they're getting it. Something that will be able to be established. If their claim is something which can never be established, we can discount them completely. It has to be something which, over a period of time, they will evaluate they will be able to be subject to all throughout. That if that's the case, even though it's only over, then yeah, there's no moral obligation to stand by. That's Rashi. The Koshi asks those. He answers the thousand after the same cashes in Borges. He asks fewer. And here his cashes are all very powerful. One, am I not at Chazok in Yusin Kesim Shah? If what the Gemara means is that until a Kenyan has been made, there cannot be Chazorah after the Kenyan, there can be Chazorah after the Kenyan has been made, there cannot be Chazorah. Why does the Gemara specify one of the three Kenyanim? It should say, Mishekomo, Ad Shekomo, and Yotel Azobo, Mishekomo, Yotel Azobo. Or if you want to give the examples, we should say, Mishekomo, the Kesim Shah, the Chazok. Why pick Chazok? Oy my ka boy may mas ali khazok mas dis bi dre kes sabat no for the god no people are discussing when is this khazok you see from the most casual not the classical khazok not ask what constitutes the kabbalah when we have a Mishnah in Bereshit. What is my kabbalah? This is hashes on the Polish Rashi, which are very powerful. When Nira the Parish, the Marish is Kenori the Kinyan Gom. So Tosfos gives a different Parish to Rashi. And so, number one, there was already a complete Kinyan. When it says Ruben Shemofar sold the Shimon, that means Ruben sold the shield to Shimon, not only did they agree on the sale verbally, but a full Kinyan was performed. The Chalipin, or the Shtar, or the Chazoke, there was Kes, or Shtar, or Chazoke. Or a rofak botulte, or he died in the field. Ah, in that case, this is kashi, if there's been a chazoke, if there's been a kinyan, how can you be chosen? Actually, hechzikbo, how can you be chosen? And what does hechzikbo mean? Says Tosfos, da'atzoi shalom. And there is an implied intent in anybody performing a kinyan on karka, that afal pisha kenoi the kinyan gom, even though he has been kenoi the karka with a kinyan gom, in Yetsu Eirin, Yochel Larzova. I'm reading this Yetsu, not Yotsu. Yotsu is the past tense, Yetsu is the future tense. In Yetsu Eirin, Yochel Larzova. If there will be Eirin, I retain the option to get out of it. Until I've taken a walk around the property to have a good look at it. Behind the Daish Hametzu. Now, the difficulty is this, what's the one that is really other? How does it help me walking around the property to have a good look at it? This is as far as the order is not concerned. So I understand what Tosfos says, but I hold on to an offices, or I put a notice in the paper, anybody who's got Eirin should come and tell me, what's this Daish HaMetzri? What does that have? And Tosfos will say, what is my purpose in Daish HaMetzri? Liru Sinyone HaSodeh. So have a good look at it. What does my having a good look at the field got to do with satisfying me that they know Eirin? Why am I any better off after I've walked around the field? That's the question. Why am I any better off? Why is my knowledge any better after I've gone around the field? Looking at the Union HaSodeh, why does that knowledge of the field place me in any better position as far as Oyerin are concerned? That's our first difficulty. Tosfos goes further and he says, and there's another condition to all this, and that's of Eloi Nosam Mois. We're talking where payment has not yet been made. Even Nosam Mois, I feel about Rais Nami, and I Yachalotso, the Mishayezid, the Chidoelam Yachalotso, but it must be talking where there hasn't been payment. Because if there's been payment, then what's the din b'achrayis? What do we say is the din if it's b'achrayis? Yochel Larzova, you can still be chazer. That means you can buy a field b'achrayis, and then even mishehetzikbo, according to the first shita, even mishehetzikbo yochel Larzova. That means I can pay for a field, and 100 years later, my yoshim can remade on the basis of some oil. That means the seller never knows where he stands. You never know that a sale is a sale. There has to be some cutoff point. That's an implied yesod in this Tosfos, that whatever way you're going to learn it, there has to be a cutoff point. Even in the case of the steel ba'achrayas in the first shita, although the Gemara says that if it's sold ba'achrayas, yochel larzova even after mishehetzikbo, that some cutoff point there has to be. What is that cutoff point, says Tosfos? Logically, it must be payment. So the whole thing is talking before payment. In other words, there are two cutoff points. Tosfos says one cutoff point in the case of shiloh ba'achrayas is Daish HaMetzri, and in the case of Achrayus, and according to the Ikud Amri, it makes no difference, the other category is Daish HaMetzri. Daish HaMetzri is so those are the two categories. So we haven't yet answered our difficulty on Tosfos as to what it helps to walk around the field, what kind of business you walk around the field, and then you're satisfied that they know it, and what does that help? That's a bit difficult to understand. Let's now look at the Nemuchi Yosef. First, at the Rishon and at the Nemuchi Yosef.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Ivan, one of the differences between my brother's learning and the way we're learning now is of understanding pshat through usage of contrast rather than analysis. And you see that coming out clearly here. I don't know whether he on the Tosfos alone would be able to figure it all out just from the Tosfos alone. But what we're going to be using is the spectrum of Rishonim in order to understand by contrasting the one with the other exactly what the definitions and boundary lines are between them. Okay, you'll see that taking place now. Says the Rif, I'm going to run through the first part of the Rif very quickly because he's simply repeating the Gemara. The second fat line. Normal Abai Rubin Shemoko Soda Mishina Shiloh Bach Rais. The Yotsu Allah Asikin. Imagine we have boy Yokolasov, we have Zik boy Yokolasov. My time, I don't know the Kashi Sam is the Kaddis. Now, you know, I'm not a Zik boy, but 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 I'm not a Zik boy. That's the Gemara. Yeshe pirshu michi daish ametzri. What is daish ametzri? Kegoyim shehoiso oiso sode shekone smukha lo sode. Shaloi, we're talking daish ametzri only applies, says the Rif, when the field under consideration neighbors is a neighboring field to the one having purchased that field. Aso de asmukha lo sode, or the field adjoining his own. Im dash oiso ametzri shebeneim. If the purchaser has trampled down the fence between them, umocho oisoi, and he extinguished this fence, and shenis arvu shtei asodos v'nasu shteihem sode achas, to the point where the two fields are mixed together and become one, they lose their separate identities. Arei kvar hechazik bo ben yotol avzobe. That constitutes a chazot, and he cannot be chazot. Im adayin ametz a kayin lo yirvoyim asodos yotol avzobe. And if the fence still exists and the two fields have not lost their separate identities, then he can still be chazot. Okay, so we don't know what the Rif means, but you just need to know that definition. Different to Tosfos, different to Rashi. A new definition of Daish Hametz, it doesn't mean walking around the borders, it means trampling, and that's actually the translation, Daish Dash, that you actually trample the border down. What's the purpose of trampling the border down, says the Rif? You're mixing the two fields together. Why is that relevant? That will cease to. Says the Mufiyas.
Just one thing, this word in the Rif,
yeah.
It seems to have something to do with when the Asikin was.
Yeah, when he wants to be frozen.
If Asikin, if there were Asikin then, Adjo Lo Sidon, is it going to do with why this word Adjo?
Down at the bottom. No, it's another discussion. But the Gemara applies only in a case of two adjoining fields. This Daish Hametzri applies only in a case of two adjoining fields. But says the Mufti Yosef. We'll start at the Asikin. Early Loma Shavanu, Kumoki, Saskima, and so on. Actually, Hekazik Bol, which is 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from the bottom of the Nimuki Yosef. Actually, Hekazik Bol. Al Korchacho Mairi, Dekanye, Bekinian Gomu. You are forced to say, says the Mukhi Yosef, that a total kinyan took place. The echod midarche akniya, using one of the classical forms of kinyan, there was either kesef, shtar, or chazok. That's what it means when it says Reuben mocha asoda l'shimi. The lavati, if anything is bigger than kesef. The lavati afilu lo yotzu alu asikim. Now that were not the case, that even without asikim, calls man there is no kinyan, you may be chosen. Okay, so he's leaving aside the moral obligation to stick by your word. As far as Hilchus Kinyonim are concerned, as far as Hilchus Mechira are concerned, in other words, that halacha of the Ramor that I read to you is not Hilchus Mechira. That's Hilchus Dibur. That's got to do with the laws of integrity. That's got nothing to do with Hilchus Mechira. And that's the difference between Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi is talking on a macro point of view, from a Torah point of view generally. Yochol Azor, Eno Yochol Azor, taking into account the Hilchus Dibur. The Nimuki Yosef is talking about Hilchus Mechira. On the basis of Hilchus Mechira, you can be chosen until you made a kinyan. Elohoko kvar kani. You must be talking therefore here where the kinyan has already taken place. The Yotsu alo asikim. And then they came asikim. So far, who is the Nimuki Yosef learning like? Tosfos Kiri. Ba'achar kach loy hetazik bo. And afterwards, he was not machazik bo. That had nothing to do with kinyan chazot. Machazik bo means take hold of it. He didn't take hold of it. To lo gilo daite da'afilo hachi hu roitze bo. Thus revealing, in other words, by not continuing to be machazik bo, by delaying chazoke after the kinyan. Now again, chazoke, the word chazoke literally means taking hold of. Okay, by delaying possession, by delaying occupation, let's call it that. By delaying occupation, he has not indicated. Let's put it that way. That he is interested in it, irrespective of the oil. So, what's the sequence of events according to the views?
There's a mecha,
there's a kinyan, asikim, delay. That's what happened. So you buy your house, you sign the documents, oiririn come, and occupation date turns up, and Trevor turns up with his bulldozers to start alterations, and you tell him, look, we've just got a little problem here, just hang on, I'll tell you when you're ready. 1 month goes by, 2 months goes by, 3 months goes by. What does that say to the observer? Hang on, this is not, it's not clear cut. With a fichat yochol lasuv, and therefore you can be chayav. Now we've got a problem. Why? There's been a kinyan. There's been everything's been there. There's a complete sale halakhi. On what basis can you pull out at that point? Says the Mishnah. This is. You should make akturus. As a principle of make akturus. Make akturus is, if you discover, no matter how long after a purchase, it makes no difference, that what you purchased is not what you were led to believe you were purchasing, and the difference is material, the sale can be annulled at your option. It's a halacha. It makes no difference whether it's metalted it, a mistaken purchase. It came along because we have a halacha. The kivan sheyesh boi mum b'mekach, that if there is an imperfection in a mekach, otel ha-mekach me'ikoro, the mekach, the purchase becomes annulled retrospectively. A chayav lachzor domi, and even if payment has taken place, you have to return the payment. Same as Tosfos? No, clearly we have a clear deviation of it. Says the Mekhi Yosef, the payment can even have been made. Because once we're working with the principle of mekatot, payment is irrelevant. According to Tosfos, the payment is an important final stage of the process of the purchase. But once it's payment, Tosfos says there can be no reneging on the basis of the sugya. The Mekhi Yosef says the principle is mekatot. So the Mekhi Yosef is introducing a new principle which Tosfos didn't. The principle that the Mekhi Yosef is introducing is mekatot. If it's made a first payment, is irrelevant. It could have been payment, not payment, it makes no difference. And if there was payment, the money must be returned. Baha'i mekatos. And this is a mekatos. Why? What's a mekatos? The field is the same field you wanted to buy.
Kivan shetzorich mitzroyach v'lefes lebeiz din v'batrum in lachim. Because it is going to possibly require litigation. And a man is entitled to say, I bought a field with the intention that I could move in and start operating straight away. I didn't buy it with the intention that I would still have to spend the time and effort and money on litigation. And if the field now involves litigation, even if it will eventually be mine, that's not the field I bought. I bought a field free from litigation, and I've been landed with a field involving litigation, a commercial cause of alama. Therefore you can be chozer. The kivan shebo mikoach mekatos, since the principle is mekatos, the lo mikoach kiyu bachrayas, and not because of the indemnity. Lo matzim lemei meloch le'at mitatecho. The whole principle of at mitatecho doesn't come into it. This is a new principle of mekatos, so there's no moral obligation, there's no ethical obligation, there's no legal obligation. It is fully the option of the buyer to cancel the purchase if he so desires. Let's finish before we ask anything. So now comes the question, so what is Chazokeho? Mekatos is indefinite. There's any length of time that you can go on with a Mekatos. After 100 years you can claim Mekatos. This Hechizikbo is talking specifically if he was Mekatos after the Asikin. It doesn't help being Mekatos before the Asikin. After you heard the rumors, then you Daisha Mitzvah, Hechizikbo Mederech Shemagali Daitu. What does Chazaka mean? Anything which reveals your intention. Sheroit said, boy, that you accept the field even with the Oyrim. You're going to polish the Azir. Now, in Mekatos, we have a simple principle. If I discover that the Rolex watch which the man in Hong Kong said to me, in fact, is a cuckoo clock, and I carry on using it, and I enjoy it, and I wear it, and it's fine, and I don't take it back, that I'm the galadas that I've accepted it. In other words, you can claim Mekatos any time, provided once you discover the Mekatos, you don't carry on using it. Then you've got to express your displeasure. But if after the Oyrim come, he's Daish Ametsu, whatever that Daish Ametsu means, and the Mufti Yosef has not yet defined it, but it's an action which demonstrates that the Oyrim don't disturb me, from there on you can no longer claim Mekatos. It's all very simple, the Mufti Yosef. As the Gemara goes on to explain, the Daish Ametsu, what does it mean? Shetikein soviv hasodesh, you keep a mechitzo, you put up a fence. Man, after he hears Oyrim, spends money on the fence. What does that indicate? He's worried about the Oyrim. Oshay shpilo, he removes the fence. Imoyoma mechitzo, if it had a fence before, lahashvoyso the sodi after shaloy, to make it part of his existing field, so he's being shut in the roof. This business of taking down the fence is an indication that I am not disturbed by the Oyrim. I plan to consolidate it with my properties and the Oyrim don't worry me. As then, if you've done something like that, doesn't have to be specifically that. That's what the Nemuki Yosef is teaching. Not specifically that, that's an example the Gemara gives. You do anything which makes it clear that the fact that there are Oyrim is not going to prevent you proceeding with a sale, thereafter, in your chalazo b'nishim do'omale, yadata b'numuri kibalta yusei. Because then Reuven can say, one second, after Oyrim came, you carried on, and then you accepted it. So the Nemuki Yosef learns, so it's chayse the katsuri, the kitri, sabis, the kablis, not at the time of the kinyan. Now you've done that. Now that you've been machazikbo, that shows that even though you know it's a bag of air, not that it might be a bag of air, you know it's a bag of air, and yet you've carried on working with it, shows that you kept the kabbal, you accept it. Person buys a lot of clothes, that bag, and doesn't know what's inside it. It might be silver, it might be fraud. He doesn't know what's inside it, but he carries on using it. And he's willing to work with it, knowing that he doesn't know what the ultimate outcome will be. That demonstrates his willingness to accept it. That's the shita of the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef throws in a new yisod in the sugi. Yisod of Mekatos. What now is the big chiluk between Tosfos and the Nemuki Yosef? There are two major chilukim between Tosfos and the Nemuki Yosef. What are the two major chilukim? The one is before Urim or after Urim. So Tosfos holds that Daish HaMetzrei is even before Urim. You can lose your right to remake
even if you were Daesh HaMetzri before the Oirin. Whereas according to the Lucky Yosef, whatever you did before the Oirin is irrelevant. You can only use your right to renege if you Daesh HaMetzri after the Oirin. And the second Nafkimina is whether the payment constitutes the same kind of finality as Daesh HaMetzri or not. According to the Lucky Yosef, since the Yosef is Megatuz, the Daesh HaMetzri, the payment is irrelevant. Payment does not play a part in the concept of Mekat Tos. That's the difference between the Nemuchi Yosef and Tos. The first one is that according to Tosfos, Daesh HaMetzre concludes the deal even before you hear the Oirin, and you lose your right to renege as soon as you Daesh HaMetzre, even if there's been Oirin. Whereas according to the Nemuchi Yosef, you lose your right only if you perform such an action with Daesh HaMetzri after hearing about the Oirin. That's the Nafkimina. Now, the Rambam is a little different. I want you to learn the Rambam before we look at anything else. I said, looks as if you might have to share it a little bit.